to be blown away by the heavens, you do not need a special event like a total eclipse. Astronomical glory can merely require an unpolluted sky, far from city lights. The Milky Way is so bright that it casts shadows. It also contains strange, sharp, inky black dust lanes. Some of the ancient cultures of South America focused on those dark silhouettes in front of the Milky Way, and they saw shapes like a giant dark llama just east of the Southern Cross. In those conditions, where the nearest corner store is 100 miles away, the sheer number of stars is magnificently overwhelming. Thus, I would rate the unpolluted Milky Way, or at least a swath of it surrounding the center of our galaxy, which runs from Sagittarius southwestward through the Southern Cross, as one of the three top natural wonders that everyone should experience in their lifetime. Moving up to the top two wonders, here again, no equipment is required. Number two is a major display of the Aurora Borealis, meaning the kind of northern lights that has visible motion with an obvious green and maybe pink fringes, great detail and sufficient brightness to light up the ground beneath your feet. As for the number one sky spectacle, you know what's coming, because I've said it before. It's a total eclipse of the sun, not a partial eclipse, and not a lunar eclipse. Only a solar totality can touch people so deeply it can make them weep. As eclipse astronomer, I've led 7 expeditions to places like the Libyan desert, tropical Australia, and northeastern India. But this August 21st, the moon's shadow conveniently comes here to the United States. Do a Google search and see where the path of totality lies, and drive there. Make sure you first buy a $2 welder's filter, shade number 14. So you can safely watch the hour-long partial phase, which precedes totality. That's just 4 months away now, the greatest natural spectacle of your life. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.